Now,
that sounds like a plan to me.
Sounds and like my vegetables, it's like my chili. There's not much recipe. It's what's in the refrigerator.
Well, we'll do her to her.
You well, ready? That sounds fine. I'd appreciate you doing this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I've missed you. We need to get together. And I need to come over and inspect your bourbon collection one of these days.
Yeah, you need to.
It's well, the least I can do.
I have a little vodka too. I like bourbon, but I'm a vodka person.
Well, we'll mix you a clear one and mix me a brown one. We'll be in good shape, won't we?
We'll be in good shape.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty. All right, folks, time for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook, and I am back in the saddle again because old Mike Buffett is on vacation. How are you, Miss Sammy?
I'm good. You know, as we said, Mike's down there doing that Margaritaville and all those wonderful seafoods, and he and I talk seafood a lot, as you and I do, too. We're seafood people. I don't know how we wound up here in Kentucky.
You know, it is funny how we Kentuckians love seafood so much.
Don and I used to go to New Orleans, and we went to Cedar Key and various places in Florida, and we would go and be gone a week, and we would eat nothing but seafood every meal.
I do that when I'm on the coast. I mean, from breakfast on, all I eat is seafood.
We would eat fried oysters for breakfast if we could find them anywhere. And whatever, there used to be a place that had a Hangtown Fry, you know, which is like an omelet and it had fried or no, that's killing me, Mike.
Oh, man.
Paul.
Well, Mike's killing me. I've been jealous of him for 2 weeks.
Oh, me too. I'm ready to go see the girl. we got winter here, you know, kind of. It's cooler now.
It's coming, isn't it?
It's a vegetable soup.
You know, vegetable soup is something that I don't get enough of, and I like it in all forms. You know, because our native burgoo is really vegetable soup, if you get right down to it.
It really is. You know, when vegetable soup started, I'm sure, was people had a little dab of meat of some kind, some venison or something, and they grew beans and corn and vegetables, and they just chopped it all up, put the leftover meat. And I made it, you know, a lot of times with the, if I have... You know, I cook a pot roast and have some left, you know, chop that up and put it in there.
Right.
Or I've even done it with a leftover steak. It doesn't take a lot of meat to make vegetable soup.
No, very little. And when it cooks down, it really gets good. And it does go further than you think it will.
Oh, it does. You know, and when I used to raise big gardens, I made and froze soup with stuff out of the garden at the end of the year, you know, when it was getting low. But this is, as I say, vegetable soup is like all my recipes, which everybody says, whatever you got's what I use.
Right.
So, and I start out with some beef, chuck roast, or a soup bone, or it's kind of hard to find soup bones anymore, but some restaurants have them. And that's what Mama used to always, you know, get a soup bone. And that, she'd cook that, and whatever meat would come off, and it would make the broth.
Absolutely.
And you just pull that or put it in pieces or if you've got leftover. And she used to make vegetable soup with hamburger. But I was never too crazy about that. I really like the kind of stringy beef instead of that.
Me too.
And I'd cook that and, you know, have the broth where you cook it. And add like a couple of potatoes diced, an onion diced. If you got some celery, a half a cup of celery, a green pepper. And 2 cups I buy... mixed vegetables frozen or frozen soup vegetables. And then there's frozen gumbo vegetables too, and I can use them, which have more okra in them, and I like okra really well. And a can of Great Northern beans and a tablespoon of uncooked rice and like 2 tablespoons of macaroni. And a can of tomato sauce with tomato bits, diced tomatoes or tomatoes, whatever you've got. And then whatever I have on hand. I like cabbage, broccoli, squash, you know, that just chopped up and put in there too. Any vegetables you've got, lima beans, you know, it's what you like and what you got.
You know, I love it when people put lima beans in vegetable soup because a lot of folks don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I love lima beans. And 1 year I grew some big flat brown speckled ones and they were wonderful in the soup. And, you know, the farmer's markets in Alabama, I keep talking about Alabama because I've been there lately some, they have all kind of shelled limas and shelled crowder peas and pink peas and lady peas, black-eyed peas. And, you know, some of those thrown in soup are good, good.
I'm nuts about those field peas, Crowder peas and all that. I love purple hulls. I love them.
I like them, too. Like, really, I didn't know anything about them until Larry from Tennessee came up here, which I talk about I worked with for so long. And he kept talking about purple hull peas. You know, he really liked purple hull peas. And I think he even brought me some. But then since I've gone to Alabama, and more of the groceries do have them frozen now, too.
That's right.
You just simmer that till your vegetables are tender. And then if you've got, if it gets too thick, you can always add some tomato juice or some V8. And you salt and pepper to taste. And if you want to put a little cayenne pepper or whatever kind of spices you've got. You know, it's really something that your own, it's what you like. But it's good, and the longer it sits, as you say, the better it gets.
That's right. I think so, too.
You put that in the refrigerator and let it sit overnight, and it kind of thickens up. And that's the way with chili, too. I have to add some more tomato juice or something to chili a lot of times because it'll be pretty soupy. And then the time you let it sit in the refrigerator overnight, it seems like it's seized up to a big
right.
clump. That stretches it, too.
It does, and I love leftover. If there's leftover soup at my house, I'm on cloud nine.
Oh, I like it, too. That's something I hardly ever throw away. I either eat it or give it to somebody or do something, and it's good any way you talk about it. What about moonlight cornbread? How you're on that?
Oh, honey. And I want the deformed one. There's one pan out there that makes one that's all crust.
Yes. You know, their old pans are so old. I've seen them dump that out. And they have they're dark old pans. I bet they baked a million corn.
Oh, there ain't no telling it. But I want the one that doesn't look quite right. That's my favorite one.
It's so good. And this is their recipe. And this one, I bake it a lot of times. If I'm going to have company or something, I'll bake it in a big iron skillet. You know, mix it up and put it in there. And that's 2 eggs, 1.5 cups of milk, 1.5 cups of buttermilk, 1/2 cup of oil, 1/2 cup of butter melted, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 cup self-rising flour, and 3 cups of self-rising cornmeal. And you generously grease 2 muffin tins or a 10 or 12 inch iron skillet. Heat your oven to 500. And you place the eggs in a mixing bowl and beat well and add the milk, buttermilk, oil, melted butter and mix well and then mix your dry ingredients until smooth. Pour into muffin tins or skillet and bake muffins 10 minutes or 20 minutes if you use the skillet. And you can tell when it's done. And what I usually do is put a little bit of oil or butter, usually oil, in that iron skillet and put it in the oven while I'm mixing this up.
That's right. That's what gives it that good crust, isn't it?
And you can do that the same way with muffin tins. Grease them, you know, and put them in there, and then you pour it in there. And, of course, it kind of fries when you put it in there, and that's what makes that crusty. And I just don't think there's any better cornbread than Moonlights.
Here I said, I'd give a $100 bill for 2 of those corn buffets, right? I'd give you one of them.
I could stand that right now. It'd be pretty good.
Oh, I love them. Well, Sammy, you know, a lot of folks don't like winter. I'm going to try not to complain. The older I get, the more I try to really enjoy all 4 of the seasons. But with fall and winter, I really like the food of fall and winter. So I'm going to enjoy that. You know, I like the soups.
I love the last bits of the garden.
Right.
You know, when I raised a garden and it would be going to frost and I'd go out there and I'd try to pick everything that was even halfway right, you know. Bring it in. I brought in tomatoes and wrapped them in newspapers like Fred Wishy. You remember Fred Wishy?
Oh, I loved Fred Wishy. He was
Fred Wishy said, wrap them in newspapers and put them in a box. And 1 year I cut up tomatoes and salad at Christmas.
No kidding.
They weren't as good, you know, as the ones. But I had wonderful, wonderful farmer's market stuff this year. I mean, Thurman has gone for me every week and she goes for herself. And I say, just get me what they got that's good. And so that's how I wound up. She said, there's this lady here that has carrot cake.
I'm pretty fond of that lady. I love that lady. Well, Sammy, I'm so glad you've had a great summer, and I can't wait to visit more. And, you know, I do want to remind folks, because I forgot to last week, if anybody wants a recipe or just, you know, like with the soup thing, it's more suggestions than it is recipes. But if somebody needs some help, you know, if we got young couples just getting started out and everybody's learning how to cook, they can always email you, and you can kind of show them the way, can't you?
I can certainly try, and as I, you know, for me, I try to do the easy way, and the quick way, the best I can. You know, when I pick up a recipe and it's got ingredients all down the page and then three more pages of instructions, I say, nope, not for me.
Not today. Well, Sammy, I've enjoyed this, and hopefully we can do it again soon. And I'm counting on Mike to bring us both about a gallon of oysters.
I'm sure he will.
We're going to see what happens. And I've enjoyed it, and we'll do it again someday. So tell him what you always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.